hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got? Good.
Over Under 98.5, the podcast. That's right. That's the name of this podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He is Dan Lifshatz. Say hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Got a bone to pick with Dan right off the bat.
Oh, yeah?
He goes on a Facebook Live with a prominent Boston sportscaster.
Okay, fair enough.
And doesn't even mention the podcast.
Wrong. Mentioned it twice.
When?
Wrong. Mentioned it twice. He said, I'll let you plug it. And I said, okay, I'm going to plug it now. Absolutely mentioned it
twice. What'd you say?
I said, yeah, from Over Under 985. This is our pick tonight.
I didn't hear my name.
Oh, you're right. I did not hear my name. That's fair.
That's the problem.
Okay,
there.
That's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair. I agree with that. That's fair.
And it's okay if people have a bone to pick with me, because on Saturday I gave you three picks. I gave you Florida, which covered. What was the other one that I picked?
Let's see.
I had UCF.
You had Florida, UCF, and Duke plus three.
Duke won outright as a dog.
Yes.
UCF won the game, did not cover.
By 1 point.
So if you took all three teams to win, ka-ching.
Yes.
But if you took UCF and a bunch of parlays, you lose.
Yeah. Mine was not so great. I had Vautech minus 5.5. They sucked. I had South Carolina plus 3.5. They covered. I had Iowa State plus 7. They won outright.
Wow, that was an outright.
And I had UL Monroe Coastal Carolina over 66. They hit 65.
Woo!
So that was
books were on.
A brutal loss there.
Books were dead on that.
Yes, they were. Brutal loss. Sunday, we did pretty well. You had the Bears and Seahawks. So
Seahawks was a runaway.
Yeah.
The Bears game, that was bad.
Yeah, that was bad. You had a split there.
I have a thought, by the way, real quick.
Sure.
Spreads that are 6.5 to 10, out.
Yeah, they're not hitting well. We should touch on that.
Out.
We should definitely touch on that. I had the Browns, which was brutally terrible. The Jets, which is why I told you my biggest play of the week. Said on Toucher and Rich. By the way, I say my biggest play of the week on Toucher and Rich. I can't do everything. You know, I'm not going to put it in here. You got to listen. So if you want to do it, you got to listen to the podcast on Toucher and Rich. My last biggest play of the week last week, Jets minus 2.5. They covered easily. They won easily. That was easy. I had the Bucks plus 3.5. They got brutally beat on that Bryant field goal. I had Dallas plus 3. They won easily outright. Let's see what else did I have. I'm trying to think off the top of my head because I don't have it in front of me. I had all three picks in the afternoon slate, Joe. So I did not do too well in the morning slate. But I did. Oh, I had the Redskins plus 1. I had the Bengals money line, which lost.
That was a bad beat.
That was a terrible beat, but no, it's a beat. We're fair about it.
Yep.
I had the Broncos plus 7, which won, and I had the Ravens minus 2.5, which won. So, I swept the afternoon slate 5-3 for me last week in the NFL, and then we had the Niners on Monday.
That's right.
So we had the Niners on Monday, and that was, I gave that to you on Facebook Live, Toucher and Rich, the podcast. I don't know how many more you want, how many ways I can possibly give that one to you. So that was easy. We had the Niners.
And not to pat back, but basketball starting up, and we'll do a little preview later on in the show. Celtics, under, and at the half.
Nice.
So this week, because I don't know how everyone else's betting week works, Dan. Mine works Monday to Sunday. So like, on Sunday, whatever the number is at midnight.
Oh yeah, no Monday.
That's the number you got
to
pay.
Yes, me too.
Or get
me too. And we'll talk about that because there is some information that is going on with Five Dimes right now.
Ooh.
And because of that, I have not totally pulled out, but mostly pulled out. And so there's some stuff going on with Five Dimes. We will definitely get into that later. I will kind of give you guys the background information on kind of what's going on there. But unfortunately, Right now, it doesn't look great. I do think they're going to be okay, but just in general, I am a little bit nervous about them right now. So I'm just kind of pulling everything out. And I, as Joe knows, I have acquired a local that lets me do open parlays, which is kind of the whole reason I love Five Dimes. And so I've been kind of running stuff through them. And it's been frustrating in that book, actually. They won't let me buy stuff.
So. And just to bring something to the attention, because we face it, like when we're wrong, we bring it up. We got a negative review.
Yes.
A negative review that we're home where we don't support the love this podcast to be national, by the way.
No.
Not just a local Boston
that
thing.
That we are too big of homers. Okay.
Wait, we're too big of homers?
Too big of homers.
Oh my God, no way.
Yes, that we are too big of homers. Meanwhile,
I bet against the Red Sox the whole entire time.
I know. And meanwhile, we've taken the Bruins season point under, the Celtics season, under. The Celtics win
the
total
Patriots,
under.
No, this we had, week we're against we had, the Patriots. We had
the Patriots last week and the Chiefs. Okay. By the way, that's the other one I forgot. That was the third loss. We had the Patriots and the Chiefs. Okay. The Pats did not cover. They won by three. They did not cover. We did tell you that by that.
I'm sorry. Point, it's bullshit. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Oh yeah. But I did tell you about that point, but I did not. So I lost. So if you bought that point, bully to you. That was my fault. I did not do that. We had the Pats losing to the Jaguars. Joe, did we not have the Pats losing to the Jaguars? And I had the Pats losing to the Lions outright on Sunday Night Football.
Right, you did.
They lost to them. Now we had the Pats beating Miami, and they soundly beat them. So I'm not sure where the bias is. We've been more than fair about our teams. And the fact is that, I'm sorry, the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics, and the Bruins are all pretty good.
And
so I don't know what you want me to do.
Teams,
yeah, I don't know what you want me to do. They're good teams. Like,
they're on national television all the time.
The Celtics are elite. The Patriots are elite. The Red Sox are elite. The Bruins, we don't know, but
they're elite in the NHL.
Nah.
Hey, listen, they were on national television against Calgary last night. Yeah, a couple nights ago.
They're going to take a step back, but they're still a very good young team. What would you like me to do? Not bet those teams because they're happy my hometown teams? Get out of here. It's ridiculous. If you want to leave a negative review, I'm all for it, but just be realistic.
We would like the positive reviews, personally.
I'm cool with the positive reviews,
so
too.
So whether they're positive, negative, fade, or follow. Where can you go? Apple is where someone put one.
Yes.
iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes is where they did the review.
And by the way, the whole how do you let somebody do a sports gambling show where it's illegal? Dude, I've been doing sports gambling shows for years. Okay? Literally for years, Dan. It wasn't a problem then, right?
Nope.
All of a sudden now it's an issue?
And when it's becoming more and more legal by the day. New Mexico just legalized it the other day. This week. New Mexico
right.
just legalized it.
Yep.
It's now legal.
Marijuana is also legal in Canada.
All the states are legalizing everything. It's coming. So I don't know why everyone has such a bone to pick with it. By the way, betting online, not illegal. Not illegal. So you're wrong again. I don't know what else you want, dude. Like, it's just, you guys.
Just get over it. Yeah. Get over it. And I'm not one of these guys. Like, I like listening to other podcasts. I don't want to, like, promote other like gambling podcasts and stuff. I listen to other people. I hear what's out there, but I feel like those are the ones that are chirping. Like those people. People in Boston are doing a sports gambling show where it's not even legal. Like, dude, okay, you went to Vegas. You're from Boston, but you live in Vegas. Like, come on, buddy.
Relax.
Get over it.
Relax.
There's a casino being built in the middle of the town here that's screwing up all the traffic every day.
Which, by the way, they are setting up for a sports book. So, I mean, you know, I don't know what else you could possibly
imagine.
Hopefully
we can get a studio there and broadcast from there.
That's the plan.
Oh, and then what? We're going to just be like, all you places that you can't talk gambling because it's dealing. Whatever. Let's move on from this because this is just it pisses me off.
It does. And it's just silly. However, if you know this podcast, you listen to this podcast, if you like to fade us, if you like to follow us, that's fine with me. I'm perfectly cool with either one. Just, you know, at least be fair about it. I mean, if you're going to call us homers, that's fine, but at least get it right.
I don't think we are homers. This is an unbiased, absolutely unbiased podcast when it comes to sports gambling.
In fact, if anything, this radio station in general is negative leaning. And
yes.
Right now, I would say suffice to say that.
Yep.
And I would tell you that I try and be, I'm definitely negative at times. Jackie Bradley Jr., I got a tweet, gone on Old Takes Exposed this week because I said his bat was a zero and he had proceeded to have three amazing games after that. To be fair,
swing and miss.
Credit to Jackie Bradley. He still sucks.
Yes. When you look at the season, it's going to show his batting average, which was barely his weight.
Yeah, 235. You want to know his career postseason on-base percentage? 250. He's not a great player, but you know what? That's
good,
okay.
Good for Jackie Bradley Jr.
Dude, awesome.
Good for him.
Dude, if he wins the World Series, bully for him. I'm cool with it. I will gladly take the crap on Twitter so that Jackie Bradley does well.
And I've already lost my Houston in six bet. So that's over. But I have the Red Sox for the season.
Oh, yeah. Actually, to be fair, I did give the Red Sox winning the series last week. So let's be fair.
All right. So let's move on. Not enough of the whole whiny pity part. How many weeks are we in now? Like, how many episodes is this? Like 14 or something?
We're deep in.
So, like, you know, it took like 12, 13, 14 to kind of like now get under us, kid, a little bit.
Yeah.
Or things that like I'm in or out on. So this week, like, something's got to me. But just, we're going to get into it in a minute here. Of course, our flagship is 985thesportshub.com. You can check out all our original podcasts there. I like Wrestling Inside the Ropes for all you wrestling fans.
Hardcore Baseball by Matt McCarthy. Our buddy Matt McCarthy awesome. As it's well. It's a great podcast.
So check those out at 985thesportshub.com, on the app, on Apple, wherever you want.
There's new ones coming out, too. I know that our friend Mason Souza has talked about doing a podcast. So there are podcasts coming down the pipe.
What kind of podcast?
That's not for me to say. That is not for me to say. I'm just giving you big market tease. Big market. Mason, honestly, one of the quieter people at the station who I think is supremely talented.
But loves the business.
And supremely talented. I really do.
He has his own podcast. I believe it's called.
He does.
Something
the,
to do
the
with
Boston Threesome.
No, not that one. Straight Cash Homie.
Oh, Straight Cash Homie. Yes, that's that is his local TV show.
Right,
local TV
Homer.
Show.
So, no, sorry, we're not homers. Sorry about that. All right, let's get into it. All right, just real quick. Last week, real upset Saturday in college football. Georgia goes down. West Virginia goes down. Washington goes down. Penn State, Wisconsin, Miami, Auburn, all in the top 25, all losers. So I ask you at this point, Dan, this is something we started last week, top four playoff. I think Notre Dame has now snuck into the top four.
Oh, yeah.
And the question is this. They're probably third right now. They're probably third.
They're
is
right
the
there.
Fourth team LSU?
Man, they have so many good wins at this
Clemson?
Point. I mean, listen,
UCF wins out, by the way, can I bet on that? Can we find that bet somebody?
So
I want to bet them to make the playoffs.
So who is it? It's UCF and USF, right? I believe they're both undefeated at this point.
South Florida and Cincinnati, they play Temple this week, which I know a lot of people get Temple.
Right. So South Florida and UCF, they meet the final week. I think that's probably going to be UCF's hardest game to finish out the year. If they win out, I don't see how they cannot make the playoffs. I mean, there's going to be a one-loss team. There's going to be a one-loss team. It's going to happen. And so because of that, I think that they deserve to make the playoffs this year if they win out. They are a good team. They have been consistently good all year. So I think that is legitimate. I really do.
How about LSU? Off that loss against Florida and then playing Georgia, like, I don't know. I just don't see them as a top four team.
I don't either, but the fact that they've now beat Georgia.
Auburn when they were good.
Auburn. I mean, they have some quality wins, Joe. I mean, they really do. And it's going to get to the point where, listen, they're going to face Bama. You know, they're going to lose to Bama. Okay, Bama's a truck this year. I don't think anyone's beating Bama, but
if Tua's not hurt or anything.
I mean, but even if Tua's hurt, they have hurts. I mean, you know, they're golden no matter what happens. That team is a truck, but they still have to face Mississippi State and Texas A&M on the road to finish out the year. So they're not going to be a playoff team. But last week's win over Georgia was beyond impressive because the Florida loss essentially ended their season. At least in my eyes, it did. I didn't think they had a prayer. I thought Georgia was the right side in that one. So, I mean, it was just, that was a great win by LSU. Extremely impressive. And they laid, again, a lot of points. Another game where LSU was laying a lot of points. And, you know, Auburn was favored by 10. They won outright versus Auburn. Georgia was favored by 7.5, and they won outright versus Georgia. So, I mean, that team is good. We have to give them credit where credit is due, honestly. We really do. So
okay. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that. I think right now, if Notre Dame wins out, Notre Dame USC, that's going to be the USC plays really well at home. They beat up on Colorado undefeated last week.
Yes, so, they did.
But on the road, they get that freshman quarterback. That's the issue. That's the one thing with betting college football right now. These teams that go on the road, like let's use LSU for an example. That Florida D is legit, but still, going on the road, it's tough. I'm looking at the card this week. I mean,
you don't like Michigan, Michigan State?
Do you know that Michigan's in the conversation of like being in the top four?
Yeah, we all know. I mean, they're six. They're ranked six right now. Get now, it's, to be fair, they had a really good win last week. Give them credit. They crushed
they
Wisconsin.
Beat Wisconsin.
They crushed Wisconsin.
Crappy Hornibrook left-handed quarterback.
How many left-handed
quarterbacks you see anymore?
They crushed Wisconsin. They crushed them. They wasn't even a close game. They were laying 9.5 and
see
they
what's happening now?
Easily.
We know Hornibrook. They're only 15th ranked in the country. He sucks.
I mean, seriously. Clemson, NC State this week. Clemson's okay, favored by 17.5.
That's a good one.
That's ridiculous.
Finley is a good quarterback.
17.5. I'm not laying out for Clemson this week. No way, no how.
At home.
No way. I don't care.
6-0.
Clemson couldn't cover versus Syracuse at home. They barely beat them.
I see that being like a 31-20 game.
Ugh. I mean, I'm
so that means NC State covers.
I'm telling you right now, I'm on NC State, and that's going to be the golden popular dog pick of the week, and I don't care.
Well, you think that's a square pick?
No, yes. Oh, yes. I think it is. I think NC State is square as the day is long. We also have a couple other matchups, Joe, that are good this week. Mississippi State at LSU. We talked about LSU laying 6.5 right now. So they're favored by 6.5.
I've watched Mississippi State play a few times. Fitzgerald is pretty good. He might break Tim Tebow's record for rushing.
Yep. He's been there. He's been there for a while, Joe. So, you know, he's consistently been pretty good.
They struggle to score. I like LSU. What's the line again?
6.5.
I like
over under at 45
at LSU.
At LSU,
that's a huge rivalry.
Yes, it
like,
is.
This has been a huge rivalry for years.
It is, and again, Mississippi State's 4-2, 1-2 in the SEC. They, you know, this would be a huge win for them. This could be, you know, this would be a season turnaround win for them. I think that this is going to be a real tough game. I mean, again, LSU is consistently playing back to back to back. However, I'm not picking against LSU this week because I've done that the past few weeks. And outside of Florida, they've just covered everything. So I'm done picking against
LSU. How
about
Oregon off their big win at Wazoo?
So I liked Washington last week. I really thought that Washington was
going
to win.
Wazoo 6-0 against the spread.
Yes, they are. I thought
Oregon's 2-4.
I thought Washington was going to win that game. They should have won that game. They should have pushed.
Wazoo's favored, dude.
I know. They're favored by 3. They're at home. They're favored by 3.
No, I like Oregon in this spot.
I like Washington State.
No.
I love Washington State in this spot.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
You know what's so funny is these two played on the same date a year ago.
Yes.
I only know that because like I was at a party.
Yes.
And Falk.
Who won?
Got hurt. Yeah, they came back.
Who won?
It was Wazoo.
Yeah, it was Wazoo. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. Again, Joe, what do we know? What do we know?
No, I payback. Yeah,
history repeats. Payback. History repeats. Now, this is a Wazoo type game. They've been great on covering the spread all year. I think they're going to do it again. I think that Wazoo minus 3 is good. I really do. I also, this is one of my favorites of the week, Joe, and you're going to love this. UConn at South Florida.
I saw it.
South Florida laying 34.
South Florida puts up a bunch of points. But gives up a ton of.
Yeah.
They UMass, like they had like a 7-point lead at halftime. They did blow them out second half.
Yeah.
They give up a lot of points. I don't know if I would touch South Florida in that situation.
No, no chance.
I would ride a team that can score against
them. I kind of like UConn.
I would not touch
I kind of like UConn. I really do.
Don't touch that game, everybody.
I kind of like UConn. There's a chance that I'm going to ride that heavy dog.
Couple of other games. Ohio State Purdue. Let me just Ohio State on the road. I like Purdue. I actually like them. I know they're 3-3, but is Ohio State going to win by more than 2 touchdowns?
It's a weird spread. They're favored by 12,
they should, right?
12.5.
14 points on a team that's superior against. I think money will come in on Ohio State, but they're on the road. Haskins.
I mean, it's interesting because Ohio State couldn't cover versus Minnesota. I mean, I know that spread was 30 last week.
That was a
back-and-forth
game early.
But, I mean, Minnesota was leading, legitimately leading. I think they were up like 10-7 early on, and they looked half decent. Again, I'm not telling you that, you know, that they're going to win or anything. I just think that there is – I think there's a decent amount of value in Purdue. I think that Ohio State is – kind of hunkering down, being very vanilla on offense, being very vanilla on defense the last couple weeks, just because they know they don't want to show anything. They know they don't want to show anything. So, you know, that's interesting to me. Obviously, I want to talk about Stanford, Arizona State, but that's going to be tonight. So there's, you know, there's almost no reason to talk about that.
Yeah, that one's going to be like, all right, I'll get, we just talked about Utah and USC. Utah right now is a 7-point favorite. Utah at home is a different beast. They have a senior quarterback who's just been playing forever. I don't back USC in these spots.
Well, I backed them last week. I was huge
at home,
on USC
at
last
home.
Week. Yes, at home against Colorado.
This is a chance, though, for USC if they want to be like on the map, you know, try to win that conference and get a Rose Bowl, something like that.
Yeah, this is Utah all the way for me. I think I would lay the 7 for Utah
this week. But late night, people are going to be looking at this game. The line will probably move a little bit. 6, 7. Like, just beware of a freshman quarterback on the road, especially at Utah.
And he was not good last week. Let's be fair.
He struggled
early.
They got lucky
early
in the second half.
No. I mean, they did everything they possibly could to not cover that second half number. But
Utah steamrolled. I forget who they played. Arizona. Who sucks.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was...
They got Rich Rod's kid now as the quarterback.
Well, because Tate is out.
Rhett Rodriguez.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't used Tate, right? We talked about that on one of the first college football preview. I told you that Tate was not going to be used, right? It does make sense.
I'm officially out on Hawaii. The quarterback Connor there, oof. Getting 10 points last week at BYU.
One of my friends is already heavy on Nevada this week. Nevada plus the 3, already heavy on it.
It's been a good story, Hawaii.
Yeah. I like the other few others. I like Navy plus 11.5 this week. I think Navy is now being undervalued after they were overvalued earlier in the year. I really do. And I think Washington. I think Washington's going to make a comeback this week.
Two teams.
Auburn. Not my apologies.
Washington's playing Colorado this week.
Yes, I did not mean that. I meant Auburn. I think Auburn is going.
Auburn's toast. They suck.
Yeah, they don't suck.
How do you fire Miles on? He's like, he's beat Alabama.
Yeah, no, I think Auburn is going to win. They're going to cover by more than 3.5 against Ole Miss. I like them to rebound versus Ole Miss. That's another good game this week. I know that Auburn's not ranked, but I think Auburn covers that 3.5 versus Ole Miss. So,
all right, that's your college football breakdown for those who love to tune in. We'll be right back. Next, we talk about the NFL on the Over Under 98.5 podcast.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
All right, Over Under 98.5 podcast. I'm Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, at Over Under 98.5.
And at Over Under 98.5 at gmail.com.
Yes. Questions, people. We've been answering a lot of them, though.
We've been getting a lot of Gmail questions. I've been answering a bunch of them. We've been getting a lot of questions in general. So, I mean, yes, it's... We've been getting them. We're not going to have time to take it to the window again this week. I promise you, next week.
Let's start loading up some questions first, though. And the one big one we got this week was, hey, you guys going to do an NBA preview? Stay tuned. We're going to do NFL. We might be the only podcast that breaks down every single game. I'm not sure. Because, you know, whenever I listen to some of these other podcasts, I feel like they only do, like, the games that they like. So... Let's do all the games in the NFL.
You know me. I'm not a big shout out guy of other podcasts, but I will say, Scott Farrell, who I like a very
Farrell on the bench.
Farrell does a podcast Shake called Farrell on the Bets, and he does it, and it's pretty good. So he does it, break down every game, but he breaks it up in the multiple podcasts. You know, 3 here, 3 there. So it's annoying, but I like Farrell. Farrell's a good dude.
Farrell on the bench.
Yes,
shake it up.
All right. Week 7, dude.
We're here.
Week 7. Degenerate special, 9:30 a.m. And you know how I know people listen to the podcast? Because somebody on the street said, "Hey, Joe, I thought you liked the 9 a.m. games." Somebody on the show didn't like the 9:30 a.m. kickoff.
That's right. That would be
me. So that's how I know people are listening to the podcast.
I will not be up for that game.
Oh, I will be.
I will not be.
You know, I will be.
I will be sleeping.
And it's the LA Chargers as of now.
Yeah, LA Chargers. Right? That's correct.
We should get some odds on where they end up.
LA. I'm going with LA. They're sticking in LA.
Really?
Yes.
I go back to San Diego.
No, they're sticking in LA.
How about Seattle? Never mind.
LA.
Chargers 6.5 off a win, a nice win against Tennessee.
All right, Joe, let me ask you right off the bat here. Where do you think I'm going to go in this one?
I think you like the dog in this situation.
I like the dog in this situation. I neutral field. If LA is home, then it's a different story. Neutral field in London. Tennessee was terrible last week versus Baltimore. The Chargers blew out the Browns. I think you're going to see a bit of a role reversal this week. I think the Titans are going to play much better. The Chargers, both teams are going to be traveling. The London games, again, fast course. I kind of like the over. Again, I know the over did not hit in London last week. We talked about it. But I kind of like the over there. I like the Titans to cover that 6.5 or the 7. I think if you wait on this one, they'll probably pop up the 7. That's my guess.
So, Dan, let's get into it. Spreads between 6.5 and 10.5. I could give you multiple games if you want.
Okay.
I could give you the Green Bay Packers on Monday night. 9.5 points. Didn't cover.
Nope.
I'm just trying to think. Like, I know in college football this week, I had the Bears. Sorry, the Bears -7 last week.
Yep.
Didn't work. So just anything that's like 6.5 to 10, 9.5, it's too tricky for me to bet on right now.
Didn't Minnesota cover last week?
Minnesota did cover a lot. Latavius Murray went off a little bit.
Yeah.
Great last name.
There are a few spreads. I think you're going to have to really pick and choose those big spread spots, which is why when you said this morning on Toucher and Rich that you like the Colts, I gave you the side eye.
The Colts this week against Buffalo.
And they are up to 8. They're up to 8. And I think they might even be up to 8.5 now, Joe. Sorry, no, they're up to 7.5. Oh, I lied. 7.5.
Practice what you preach. You're right. Minnesota was 10-point favorites. They won by 10.
Yes.
Last week.
Yes, I think they opened at 9.5, so I think they covered that.
Chicago, 7-point. Houston won 20-13, 10-point favorites. You were on that one.
I did.
You were on that one.
I did. I told you that. I thought they had upset special.
The Rams, 7-point favorites.
They might have if Peter didn't come in. Yes, the Rams were a terrible bet last week. I really thought that. I really thought the Broncos were a pretty easy bet.
And then Green Bay. So, again, here I am giving out the Colts as a PP.
I'm telling you, it's a little scary, Joe.
And here I'm going against my own. What am I doing?
You're breaking your own rule already.
Why do I do this?
I don't know. You're breaking your own.
It's gambling.
Your own rule.
How do I do this? It's like, watch out for those games. No. And then I pick it?
Oh, Joe, you're killing me. Oh, well, also, by the way, that's gambling, by the way. It is. I mean, we're not going to be able to get to Thursday. This is not going to be out by Thursday. I'm just for the record, I like Arizona. That's my pick tonight.
So,
Arizona.
Buffalo, Indiana, Derek Anderson. Derek Anderson with the largest feet in the world.
Steady Derek Anderson.
The retired Derek Anderson.
The steady Derek Anderson.
Who's playing over Nathan Peterman. Good. Who I once said could be pretty good.
The worst quarterback in the NFL. Might be the worst quarterback in NFL history. He's getting there. He's literally there. It's pretty close.
Buffalo has more wins than the Colts.
Yes, because Josh Allen has been half decent. And that defense has been extraordinary at times. So Josh Allen, game-winning drive against Tennessee a couple weeks ago. Good drive. And honestly, I thought they were on the way to beating Houston last week. If it wasn't for a Nathan Peterman pick six, followed by another Nathan Peterman interception.
Last year, Buffalo won 13-7.
Yeah, it's a gross game.
I think that was a snow game, if I remember correctly. Might have been.
Well, again, the Colts also didn't have Andrew Luck last year.
Right.
To be fair. So.
Here's an interesting game, and we previewed this on Toucher and Rich.
Well, hold on. You're definitely taking the Colts.
I like the Colts this week.
You laying the 7.5.
I mean, I'm going ahead. I might as well. I'm going against my own thought.
Okay. All right. Laying the 7.5.
It's going to break this week.
I don't like anything in that game. I don't like anything in that game. I don't like the Bills either. I don't know what
to bet this game.
I don't know what the Colts. Steady Derek Anderson. Well, I mean, if it's a pee-pee, you're betting it. So.
It's a pee-pee.
You're betting it. So sorry. I'm not betting on the steady Derek Anderson, but I don't like the Colts.
By the way, I want to share this again because I did say this one week on a podcast. There's games that I pick on the podcast, and then there's games that I bet. So look at the Twitter handles on Sunday. Those are the games I'm betting. Okay.
Might as well not even listen to the podcast. I'm just kidding. I just, whenever you get to a home dog, you let me know. I got a little something.
I got the Jets.
I got a little something
plus
for you.
3.5, a home dog against Minnesota.
Okay. Joe, last week, home underdogs 4-2 against the spread in week six.
That's
year,
19-9, right?
This year, home dogs against the spread, 20-8.
Holy crap.
71.4%. 71.4%. 20-8.
So
they are covering at a ridiculous rate.
All right. So let's get to the nitty gritty. Sam Darnold, rookie quarterback at home with a good running game against a good defense and a quarterback that's starting to find his way with Thielen. Is that defense too strong for the rookie quarterback at home?
Okay. Here's my thoughts. Minnesota doesn't have a good defense. So I think that we've realized now, about 6 or 7 weeks in the season, Minnesota's defense, probably the most overrated in the NFL. Denver and Minnesota, right there. 1-2 overrated. They are terrible against the run. They're not good. Denver is not good against the run. Minnesota's not good against the run. Neither of those teams is particularly good. What do the Jets do? They excel by running the ball. That's how they did, you know, very well last week against the Colts. I know Sam Darnold was very good the week before. They ran the ball all over the Denver Broncos. They were very good. Again, this is stupid, but I'm going to go with the Jets this week. I do like the Jets to cover that 3.5. I think that this is going to be a very close game. It's going to be a one score game. Now, if the Vikings win by a touchdown, there's a chance of that. I do think that there's a chance that this is going to be a Vikings win by 3, but don't cover type game. I really do. I think the Jets are still underrated in the public's eye. I think they are a much better team than we're giving them credit for. I think I was wrong about them at the beginning of the season. I did not value Sam Darnold the way that he should be valued. And I think that the Jets are going to do quite well. I mean, I think that Jets defense has been pretty good. I mean, listen, they're not great. They're not elite, but they're pretty good. They can get pressure on you. They show you different packages. I like them against the Vikings this week. The Vikings are going to have to run the ball to set up the pass a little bit. And I don't know if Latavius Murray is going to do that. And if Dalvin Cook comes back, he's been, you know, pretty bad this year. So I like the Jets this week, plus the 3.5, Joe.
Just a couple of points. The Vikings have scooped up 6 fumbles this year. That's 2nd overall. So if you want to look at their defense, that's pretty good. And Daniel Hunter leads the NFL with 7 sacks. So I know you might want to poo-poo their defense, but just something to look at. And then on the Jets side, Darnold had a minor elbow injury.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine. No Quincy Enunwa this week. And Terrell Pryor and Robbie Anderson are both hurt.
So, they're both back at practice today. Both of them are back at practice. So,
all right.
No, again, not a concern for me. I like the Jets this week. I think they're going to cover. I'm not telling you they're going to win, which is why I'm not going full in on them yet. But okay. I do like them.
I know you like Cleveland this week.
No.
I thought you liked Cleveland this week.
I do not like Cleveland this week.
Tampa Bay is -3.5.
Yep. They're -4 now at 5 dimes. I like Tampa this week. I think that they were very good last week. I think that Cleveland took a gigantic step back last week, and now they have to go on the road to Tampa. Again, hot place to play. It's one of those, you know, northern-ish teams going south. Joe, we've talked about that. I think that's bigger trend now than east going west or west going east. I think that's much more important these days, that temperature. I kind of like the Bucks to cover that spread. So I think that the Bucks probably win there. Jameis Winston looked very good last week. They should have covered that spread against Atlanta. Matt Bryan kicked a 57-yard field goal to make sure that Atlanta covered, not to win. Atlanta was already winning by two. They kicked a 57-yard field goal to win by five. So I do like, again, I know, silly, but I do like them. I do like Tampa this week again.
A lot of Tampa games have gone over. Totals 48.5. Might be a good play.
It's at 50.5 now. So you see some sharp money really come in on that over, which okay. I think makes sense.
Good game here. Carolina at Philadelphia.
Okay, well,
Carolina battled Washington last week.
I thought they got killed. I thought they battled them in the fourth quarter. They
blew it, yeah. In that fourth quarter, it was like a real back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I thought that Washington took the lead early and then was front running the whole game and didn't do anything after that. But Carolina wasn't very good either. I'm interested to hear what you think on this one, honestly.
So, I like Philadelphia in this spot, but 4.5 seems a little too high for me. Like, if it wasn't the home field, like, are we really looking at a touchdown difference between these two teams? So, I mean, breaking it down, I mean, last year Philadelphia won 28-23. It was a close game. So, you know, the spread's at 4.5 after a 5-point. Like, I just feel like Cam Newton and the team got beat up a little bit last week against Washington. I like Philadelphia in this spot. I think this is a time for them to start to get rolling. They're 3-3, 2-1 at home this year. They're not good against the spread. Against the spread this year, they're 1-2 at home overall. I like Philly in this spot. It's just the line I don't like. Like, Philly could win by 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I like Philly to win this game. It's just the line sucks. I'm off it. But the total of 45, I lean over.
Yeah, I'm going to be... This is tough for me because I agree with you. I really like Philly. I think this is a good spot for them. I think that Carolina has been overrated again. In the last few years, they've been overrated by the public. I do think that there's going to be a good amount of sharp money coming in on Philly. I think that you'll see that spread opened at 4. I think you'll probably see it by 5 by Saturday at early, you know, at the latest. You'll probably see it by 5. I like Philly laying the 5. I am not going to tell you that they're a PP, but they're very close. They're very close. They're in that realm. And I don't love the card this week. I mean, I only have like one or two plays this week, but I think that Philadelphia is kind of in that realm area. So they are there. They are close, Joe.
Okay. No, that's a tough one for me. Houston at Jacksonville. Jacksonville continues to be favored. And I think they should against Houston. But 5?
At home. That makes sense to me. 2-point neutral and a 3-point, you know, kind of home spread there. I think that kind of makes sense.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know that Houston's 1-5 against the spread?
That doesn't surprise me. They've been terrible this year. I mean, honestly, they almost covered against New England week one because of Riley McCarron. I mean, I think that was what? Was that their one cover?
Yeah.
They covered against the Colts. I lied.
This game was the coming out party last year for Bortles, though.
Yeah, see, to me, this is, I think Jacksonville is the right side in this one. Mm-hmm. I think the 5 is the right side. I think the 5 is right, kind of right about the right amount. I think that maybe Jacksonville wins by like a touchdown. They need this win. They need this win bad.
And I'll tell you,
they've been in a bad rut. They need this win.
I think this is a good spot for Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Vegas knows it. That line 4.5, 5.
And Houston's coming off just what it was.
They struggled against a tough Dallas
disappointing
defense
team
last week against the Bills. So, like, yeah, they struggle against good defenses.
They do.
This is probably a good spot for Jacksonville.
It's a divisional game. So it's one of those. I think this is the right side. I agree with it.
Okay. This is an interesting game to me. Brock Osweiler at quarterback for Miami, getting 3 points as a dog against the Detroit Lions. Why do I love the Lions? Why? Why? Because you're going to tell me it's square play?
No, I agree. I like the Lions this week. I think that there's going to be an overreaction to the Dolphins winning last week.
Dolphins 3-0 against the spread at home.
Yeah, I'm aware. I don't think they deserve to win last week. Do you?
Overall, Detroit's 4-1 against the spread.
They are. But again, do you think that Miami deserved to win last week? Forget about cover.
No,
just
I thought the refs had a little impact on that game.
Okay, so I did. So I was doing the game here. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, they had a touchdown reverse, and then the next play was an interception, and they scored like a 70-yard play.
It was pretty bad. And last week, you know what the book's biggest need was?
They needed Miami.
Miami was the book's biggest need.
And the line went from like a pick'em to seven.
It went from like 2.5 to 7 because Tannehill was out, and the massive overreaction.
And Chicago missed that field goal too, which didn't help anybody.
But I mean, again, I'm telling you right now, I think that there is going to be a huge overreaction to the Dolphins this week. I like Detroit minus 2.5. In fact, Joe, I like it so much. PP. Detroit minus 2.5. I like them a lot this week. I think they get it done in Miami.
PP. You heard it there, everybody. I like the Lions, too. I like the Lions in that game.
I think it's the right side. I do. I think that Miami is now going to be overvalued just off that one game last week. And the fact that they're you know, now what? Brock Osweiler, you don't know what you're going to get. And I know I'm picking against a home dog, but I do think that Detroit minus 2.5 is the right side.
All right, so those are the 1 o'clock games. The one we haven't talked about is the New England Patriots at the Chicago Bears. We just mentioned the Bears should have walked away with that win. Maybe they were looking ahead a little bit, Dan. Maybe the Patriots were in the rearview mirror in that fourth quarter.
It's
Pats right now. The line right now is Chicago 2.5. We went on Boston Sports Radio today and said that it was a bad spot for New England. Now, I forget how many years ago it was, but the Patriots went to Chicago and got whooped. Similar situation. Patriots off a high win. They have yet to win on the road this year. Have they? No, they haven't, right? 0-2 so far on the road.
I think they're 0-2 on the road.
Good spot for Chicago here. What about that total of 50? I like the over in that one.
So I think the over is going to be, I think it's the wrong side. Mm. I think it's an underplay. I really do.
Max hurt. I know Marcus Cannon is beat up.
I think the under is the right side in this one. I think the Pats are going to do very well against Trubisky. And I think that the Pats are going to struggle offensively versus the Bears. The Bears match up well against them, just from a scheme standpoint. The Pats on the road right now, I have it at 3.5. Okay. I like the Bears plus the 3.5. I think the Pats are going to, if the Pats win, it's by a 1 or 2 point last second field goal. They're not covering this game. The Bears are going to cover. I think they're going to win. Here you go. Another example of not being a homer. I think the Bears are going to cover, and I think they're going to win this week. I do.
Home dogs.
And this is a really nice play for me.
I just think it's a bad spot for the Pats.
Oh, it's a terrible spot. It's a terrible spot coming off their most important game of the season.
And then they get the Sunday night game against Buffalo next week in primetime on the road again, which I think they should take care of business. So
let's not look ahead too much.
Maybe that's the Patriots are going to do. Maybe it's what the Bears did last week.
That's fair.
So it was a better. You have to look at. That was one of the questions we had this week. Somebody tweeted in, "Hey, do you start to look at spots and travel and things like that?"
Oh yeah, no, definitely. But if we start talking about them, there's too many factors that change.
But
that's
2.5. Tell me how many people are going to jump on the Pats at 2.5.
Oh, everyone's going to be on the Pats again.
Or money line.
This is what I'm talking about. I think the Bears are going to win. I do, and it sucks because I don't want to not back the Pats because I think that the Pats are a good team. But I think this is going to be one of the spots that they struggle. I like the Bears. PP plus 3.5. That's what I have right now. PP Bears plus 3.5.
If the Pats win this game this week, I think they're for real. They win this game this week, I think they're for real after their win last week against the Chiefs. Again, I think it's a tough spot for them. I lean over 50. But again, we'll give out our picks this weekend. Going to the 4 o'clock games. Let's get a couple out of the way, okay? Dallas at Washington. Washington's favored. Dallas off a good performance. They beat the crap out of Jacksonville. They beat that ass.
Yes, they did.
I bet the Dallas-Washington game last year, and Dallas ran him out of the building. And I believe this was one of the games where, like, Zeke Elliott came back because he, like, kept going back and forth. Dallas won 38-14 last year. Don't ask me why, but I like Dallas in the spot again.
Yep, I'm going to strongly disagree with you.
That's what I mean. The line is 1.5.
I like Washington a lot this week. I think that this is the kind of type of spot where I think Washington wins this game. I think Washington is the better team. I think that Dallas has been terrible for the past couple weeks and beat a really struggling offensive team. Dallas has a pretty good defense, but I think it's a very similar game to last week for Washington.
Do you know where all the money's coming? Washington. I see 59% right now at 1.5.
Okay, see, I see 75% of the money on Dallas.
Wow.
But I do see the sharps have been on Washington. So, I mean, the line opened at 1, it's now at 1.5. Sorry, line opened at Pick'em, and it's now at 1.5. So I like Washington this week. I'm going to stay on the sharp side.
This is like one of those NFC games everyone loves to bet on at 4 o'clock. You know, because, like, we'll get to the Rams, San Fran, but that's a high line. Chiefs Bengals would be a good one, and then obviously the night game that sucks. But this is going to be
I think the Saints Ravens is going to be a good one too.
Oh yeah,
we'll get to that. But yeah, if I'm picking this game, I'm going Redskins for sure. And I like the under.
I like Dallas in the spot. Me and Dan are on different sides here. That Washington team, I can't figure out. I can't figure them. I beat up on the Packers that week. Remember, you were on the Packers that week? It was a square play week.
Yep.
I took the pack. Washington blew them out. Had 21 points, 28 points in the first half.
Yep.
I can't figure out Washington.
I can't. I've had Washington pegged
but
pretty
Vegas
nicely.
But Vegas likes them.
I'm now 2-0 with Washington this year. I have them pegged pretty nicely. They took me a while to figure out. The first couple weeks, I couldn't get them against the Colts. Like, they took me a little bit to figure out. I like them.
One other thing too is Dallas just at home. They're not great against the spread. So it's just another reason why I like Dallas this week. We're on different sides on that one.
For sure. I very much like them.
Rams at San Fran. San Fran on a short week. Beathard looked good. That's a devastating loss. The line right now is 9.5. And the Rams have been good.
Yes, they have been. But again, what I'll tell you is that the Rams have now struggled the past couple weeks on the road. Have they not?
I don't think Kupp's going to play.
So Kupp is not going to play. He's been ruled out. So Josh Reynolds is going to play in for him. I'm not a huge Josh Reynolds guy. I don't think he's bad. Just not huge on him. I don't think it's definitely a big downgrade. Nonetheless, Robert Woods and Brandon Cook should pick it up. Their tight ends are pretty good. Obviously, the running back in Curley is very good, and Brown's been very good. Goff has been very good. I'm not worried about that part. What I will tell you is I think the Niners might cover this one. I would not touch this one. This is a divisional matchup. The Rams, their third week in the row on the road. Seattle, Denver, now San Francisco.
All NFC teams, just to give you a note, Rams are 1-4 against the spread in the last 5 against the NFC.
I don't love them. But I also think that San Francisco, coming off a short week, coming off a big opponent, there's reasons to not like either side. So I'm going to tell you to leave this game alone. I do think it's very interesting that the over is 52. I think that is extremely high for these two sides.
They're basing that off of San Fran putting up points this week. But that Green Bay defense sucks.
But the Green Bay defense sucks. San Fran has not put up points all year, especially at home. Very interesting over. Very interesting over under there.
49ers 1-4 against the spread their last 5 home games.
See, again, Arizona. You had Arizona covering the other week. I did not. I had San Francisco. You were right about that one. I don't think you should pick this game.
And often against the spread win. The 49ers are 2-5 in their last 7 against the spread after a win.
Yep.
After they cover.
Yep.
Stay away from this game.
It's a weird one, man. I really agree.
Vegas will have you by the balls in this game. I'm sorry.
They will. This is one. If you really are looking, if you're a DJ and you want to bet every
game bet,
just wait till the second half, man. Just do it.
Let's do the New Orleans at Baltimore. Just off the bat. If I told you that Baltimore is getting 3 points, how do you feel about this one? 4-2 versus 4-1.
You mean laying 3?
Right now they're laying 3, Baltimore.
Yeah, okay, so here's the issue for me. Baltimore was laying 2.5 on the road last week to Tennessee. I picked Baltimore. I thought that was a really good spot for them. I thought that Tennessee was being overrated because of how they played it on the last few weeks with ref help. Now Baltimore's at home versus a very good team that matches up pretty well against them. The problem is I think that New Orleans is probably going to be the public side. I think that there's going to be a lot of money pouring in on them just because they're always one of those heavily bet teams. My personal opinion is just stay away. Just stay away. This is not a game you want to bet. It's not. There's other options on the board. If you make me choose a side, I lean New Orleans. I do. But I think there's better options on the board. Just stay away.
What's the total?
The total is at 49.5.
Under.
So I... Yeah, probably.
Ugly game. Back and forth. Saints pull away with like a 24-16 win.
Probably, but it's still high for a Baltimore total. So that's, that is something to look at.
A lot of money on this. Again, 4 o'clock games. That people are going to be betting on this game here. I like New Orleans.
I do too.
But we're going against a home favorite.
Yeah, a 2.5 point home favorite. Notice I've covered a lot this year. I'm a hard pass on this one.
Tricky.
I think the 4 o'clock slate this week is tough. I think your best option in the 4 o'clock slate this week is Washington. I do.
And I can't figure them out for the life of me. I can't do it. The other game, and this team is 6-0 against the spread. Kansas City off their first loss. Cincinnati off of two games.
Let's be honest. Cincinnati won that game. The refs lost it.
This is coming from a guy who bet Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, but to be fair.
Were you on the right side of it? Probably.
Okay, but Joe, but didn't I not say a couple weeks ago I was on the right side of Tennessee and the refs gave them that victory?
Yep.
So if anything, I am unbiased because I told you that Tennessee should not have won, but they did. This week, I'm telling you, the Bengals did not win, but they should have.
Kansas City be a 6-point favorite this week? Off a loss against the spread?
Yes, they should be. I think that Cincinnati is the right side. But I think that the spread is pretty fair. I think that you'll see everyone on Kansas City. Everyone is going to be on Kansas City.
Kansas City
this week,
beat
Joe.
Them up last year, 30-12.
Here's the thing. Primetime special. Primetime games. Ooh. Those refs are gonna be flying those flags. I guarantee you the books will need Cincinnati pretty badly. I think that Cincinnati covers the 6. I really do. Look out for that one. There's a chance
Vontaze Burfict could have an impact that like shoving Kelce and he like twists his ankle. Like just something stinky and weird. Or like that defense like giving it to Mahomes and is first year starter. Yeah. Something smells Cincinnati in this game.
It does. I think.
And listen, how many teams have they beat up on Cincinnati? They're throwing them all over them.
Okay.
Atlanta, you just name them.
How about this? I'm picking Cincinnati outright.
Okay. Outright.
Yeah.
Money line.
Yes. I think.
You're not even the 6. Forget it.
I'm going to take the 6. I think Cincinnati outright. I think Cincinnati wins this game. Again, I think there has to be some regression with Kansas City at some point. Has to be. They're not this good. Their defense is terrible. Their offense is going to struggle at times.
58.5 total.
Oh, God.
I don't know why.
Under.
I feel under. Like the under, too.
Under. I think that Cincinnati's defense is going to be half decent. And again, I think that the Cincinnati has the type of defense that can match up against Kansas City.
And people are going to look at both sides and be like, they've gone over in every game.
Well, But let's just put it like this. They just played Pittsburgh, right? Who does Pittsburgh have at the wideouts? Antonio Brown and Schuster. So you're covering Watkins and you're covering
Hill
and Tyreek Hill. So very similar guys. Now Hill is much quicker than Brown, but still quick guys, burst smaller type guys. Watkins, Schuster, bigger type possession.
And
type
the tight
guys,
ends okay? got the involved tight, last the, week against
you know,
Kansas
Tyreek
City.
Versus Vance McDonald.
James got involved last week,
right,
too.
So, sorry, Kelce versus Vance McDonald. Kelce is a much better player. Much better player. But, you also saw that the Pats kind of gave you a way to chip him off the line there. Cincinnati is a physical team. again, you have a team that James Conner ran all over last week. Kareem Hunt's probably going to run all over them. I think that Mahomes is probably going to actually not do so hot this week. I think it'll probably be a Kareem Hunt type game. I still like Cincinnati. I think there's going to be a lot of penalties on Kansas City this week. The NFL is going to need Cincinnati. Sorry, Vegas is going to need Cincinnati this week badly. Badly. Mark it down. It is going to be one of their biggest exposures this week. They will absolutely need Cincinnati. Give me Cincinnati.
Sunday outright. Night football. I kind of like that.
Outright.
Now that I'm looking at it, I like Cincinnati plus the six.
Outright.
Monday night football. Just let's be serious. Let's not crap all over the Giants.
Okay.
Atlanta at home minus four against the Giants.
I'm worried that everyone's going to be on the public dog after Cincinnati. I'm worried that everyone's going to be on the public dog.
I'm also worried that, like, Atlanta's just not good enough to, like, roll the footballs out and beat anybody. Like, that's why I kind of feel like four, maybe the Giants have a play.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Everyone's going to be on the Giants this week. I'm worried about that.
Atlanta
thing.
Can't show up and beat anybody.
No, but they can't. But they can show up and put up points, which is the same way that Philly beat the Giants a couple weeks ago. The Giants cannot score with those teams who score a lot of points. Going to be in the dome, at home, going to be a lot of points. I think the money's going to be pretty even, so I don't have to worry about anything in the prime time. I kind of like Atlanta this week. I do. I think Atlanta laying the five.
I mean, they're at home.
I think Atlanta laying the five at home. They need to win this week.
This could be the last Eli Manning start. It could be.
Oh, no.
I know the owner came out and said no.
No.
But, like, if they can't score with these guys, they're going to have to make some. Kyle LaLetta.
No.
Kyle LaLetta.
It is not Eli's fault, man. That offensive line is brutal. You had Eric Flowers as your tackle. No.
Dude.
No. Listen, it's not Eli.
Last year, I was on the not Eli thing. Okay.
It's not Eli.
This year, I can't do it.
It's not him. Well, how do you want him to get the ball out? He doesn't have time. Do you remember how bad? Okay, hold on.
Let's give it to Saquon.
Hold on. Step back. Remember when the Pats had Jordan Devey at right guard?
Yeah, the little trumpet player.
Okay, what happened to Brady?
Well, he's now the star.
No, stop. What happened to Brady?
He got crushed.
How many seconds did he have to throw the ball?
Remember, people thought Brady was washed up.
Okay, so bingo. Yeah. People thought Brady was washed up because he didn't have time.
I think Eli
sucks.
Guess
what? No, Eli doesn't have time. Bingo, they think he's washed up. Now, Eli's not Brady, but
Dan is yelling.
But Eli's pretty good. So
I listen, the guy won his two Super Bowls. He beat the Patriots. I'm all set.
I gotcha. I'm all set. No. Eli is not as washed up.
Dan got really fired up about that.
You're right.
Listen. How many chances can you give Eli Manning?
Oh, again, until they fix that offensive line, there's nothing that they can do.
Nate Solder, it doesn't help.
There's nothing that they can do until they fix that line.
What's up, Adam Jones?
What's up, Jones?
Walking in on our podcast today.
I got to turn on the fucking computer because Felger turns it off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thanks for swearing on the podcast.
Adam Jones checking in, everybody.
Comes in, swears on the
podcast. How do you feel about Eli Manning while we're talking about it?
Is that allowed? Can I do that? Is that allowed?
Yes, you can.
You can't swear, but you can't talk
Eli,
about
it. I'm saying that if Eli and they get blown out by the Falcons this week, they should make some sort of move.
Oh, they should. They never will. Mara's not
going to
let it happen.
Okay, Jones, do you not feel that this is a decent comparison? Brady a couple years ago with Jordan Devey starting a right guard. What happened to Brady in the Pats offense? What happened when Trent Dilfer said? He went on air and said, Brady's done, the Pats are done, everything happened. Why? Because they couldn't get their offensive line in order.
Sure.
That's what's going on with the Giants right now.
Fair.
They can't get their offensive line.
Don't love the comparisons.
Listen, Eli's not Brady, but Eli is not as bad as
no
people.
Time to throw, is
right.
What you're saying.
Yes.
That's true. He also stinks. So I like to
okay,
me, like,
get, like, that's but he's not as bad as he's showing right now. I'm not saying Eli's elite. I'm just saying Eli's decent. He's a better quarterback than Kyle LaLetta. And so and you have Saquon Barkley. Okay. So my point is that
Eli's also not your future. So like maybe LaLetta is.
Yeah, Kyle LaLetta.
I mean, oh God, if Kyle.
I don't even like him. That's Jones.
That's my guy.
I never cross over with Matt.
Adam Jones
guy.
Checking in, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Adam Jones.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Check him out on nights. Eli sucks.
You're wrong.
Is that a biased take?
It is. You're wrong.
Is that a biased take?
That's a Homer take. There's your Homer take for the week. All right. Coming up, we are going to get into the NBA. We're going to do a little bit of the NHL, and I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about five dimes until we get kicked out of here, and then we will have to stop. But that's coming up next on Over Under 985. Again, you are listening to Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
So due to time constraints, we are going to have to end the podcast here. I know I had Big Market teased an NBA and NHL preview. What we are going to do is release a separate podcast because we went way over on that preview. We were expecting it to be 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, it went 45. So we're going to have to release a separate podcast here. We're going to do that. We're going to drop that later today. So we're going to drop one now, drop one later today. So therefore, you guys still get everything, separate podcast, but you can still listen to the college football and the NFL. Get all your picks in, get all your plays in, and then later you can start to get your NBA stuff and your NHL stuff in. We'll also slightly tease the Five Dime story, as again, we went 45 minutes on that. So again, apologies, but we are going to have to end that show here. Thank you for listening to Over Under 95. Next week, we are going to get into maybe our first guest. We've been kind of discussing having a whole bunch of guests on. We were thinking about doing something this week, couldn't get it done. So we might have our first guest next week. Please send us your questions at Over Under 985 and at Over Under 985 or Over Under 985 at gmail.com. You can DM me at Dan Lifshatz or Joe at Joey Murr, JoeyMurr. So you can reach us there. And if you have any questions, obviously, you can obviously hit us up on the timelines as well. Thank you for listening to Over Under 985 this week. Who you got?
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.